So I'm from Uzbekistan, from Carlton Research Institute. I'm here in the United States as a Fulbright scholar for 9 months, and in the moment I'm with Conservation and Production Research Lab, which is in at Bushland, Texas. So my presentation about evaluation of measured and simulated cotton water use and the yield under full and deficit irrigation. What and why the crop models focus on water? So it's known statements, what is the key driver of agricultural production, growth in human population, industrialization, and living standards require greater share of our water resources. But one important point in modeling is difficult to capture crop response to water stress and water stress. So we've been dealing with FAO crop model, AcroCrop, which is intended to simulate the attainable crop biomass and harvestable yield in response to the available water. The model was developed to replace the former FAO irrigation and drainage paper number 33. So it simulates water use or evaporation, sometimes we call it ET, could be an important tool in planning and guiding irrigation management, but there are questions about the ability to simulate water use and crop water when water is limiting. I'm gonna reflect here in this presentation some steps of parameterization of the model and the test of the parameterized model. So study objective was to evaluate the accuracy with which the AcroCrop version number 4 model simulates soil water balance, soil water content, above ground biomass, and yield of full and deficit irrigated cotton. As you may know, the previous version of the AcroCrop, the version was 3.1, was got some critics because of inaccuracy with deficit irrigated cotton simulations. So data for simulations were collected for parameterization were collected in 2000 and 2001 at the USDA IRS Bushland Lab. And then the question could be why 2000-2001, because two consequent years of cotton, the same variety, were grown in the field, and the cotton was irrigated by lateral move system with a low pressure nozzle. The soil was Pullman clay with slow permeability, and then we used for measuring soil crop water use, we used large lysimeters, which were installed in the middle of the fields. We measured some other crop parameters like leaf area and above ground biomass throughout the season several times, and the lint yield as a seed cotton yield was measured at harvest, sometimes at the middle of October. For parameterization, we used soil data were taken from the published data previously for the Pullman soil. Maximum crop water use 1.2 was adjusted from the previous research conducted in the area, because in the AcroCrop manual, the crop water use defined as for cotton defined as 1.1. So initial model runs used this data plus AcroCrop default values. Default values means that input data defined in the AcroCrop manual from AcroCrop manual. Model output tested with 2000 measure data. Now, we also tried to improve measure accuracies using the following parameters like canopy expansion rate or canopy growth coefficient, readily evaporable water, soil water evaporation coefficients, and a decline factor for soil evaporation, for stage two. The first step in the model parameterization was initial conditions for specific soil layers were adjusted. If there is no data, measured data of soil profile around the planting date, it needs to be adjusted to meet the measured data. For example, after adjusting initial water content of fully irrigated cotton in 2000, water content for 1.5 meter soil profile at the day of after planting 31 was very close, estimated and measured by soil motion neutron probe very close, the deviation was around 10 millimeters. Second step of the model parameterization was canopy crop coefficient. Because when we use default value adapted from published data, it was 10.5, and you can see difference in the depicted slides. So it was slightly shifted when we used default value. When we decreased it from 10.5 to 7.5%, so it more or less matched, as you can see in this depicted slide. So next step, the reason of this shifting could be explained by slow development of cotton in this area. In the cotton, at the Texas Panhandle. In the other areas, it could be a little bit different. Let's say if day-night temperature is warmer, so in this case, it could be sort of exponential development of the cotton. But in this area, it slows. The development is very slowed. Therefore, we decreased crop coefficient, canopy growth coefficient to 7.5. So we used default values like using a readily evaporable water 11 millimeter, coefficient of evaporation 1.10, and decline factor 4. So in this slide, you see the results of full and deficit irrigation for 2000. In this case, the stored soil water was underestimated for both cases, for full and the deficit irrigations. The close results we got in 2001, deficit irrigation, stored soil water was underestimated, and cotton, seed cotton yield was underestimated for full and deficit irrigation cotton. One of the reasons why it was underestimated was the difference of measured and estimated cumulative evaporation. At the day of 40, the difference between measured and estimated was about 35 millimeters. Next step, we followed the aquacrop manual and tried to adjust soil compartments to decrease simulated soil evaporation during cotton initial development. As you can see from this slide, so in the left part here, here in this table, we had four layers. We adjusted to five layers, but we found that the soil layers thickness cannot be useful change to decrease evaporation from soil, which is particularly important during cotton initial development. The next step was we tried to decrease initial soil evaporation at the initial cotton development by adjusting soil readily operable water, soil evaporation coefficient, and stage 2 decline factor. So we use different combinations like shown here. For instance, readily evaporable water, 8 millimeters, we decreased it. Evaporation coefficient 1, decline factor 6, still we see underestimation of cumulative evaporation. The seed yield was more or less close. The difference was within the 10% of 10% difference. And then for in other combinations, readily operable water was decreased until 1 millimeter, which is possible minimum coefficient of evaporation, which is also was decreased until 0.95, which is also minimum. Decline factor also minimum. So in this case, we can see a big difference. Great underestimation of cumulative accumulated evaporation. So we tried different versions, and at long last, after using trial and then error message, we found that more or less applicable combination is when readily operable water 3 millimeters, coefficient of evaporation 1 and decline factor 4. But it is, in this case, readily evaporable water is unrealistic because for the for that area, I mean for Texas Panhandle, where the experiment was conducted, readily evaporable water is about 11 millimeters. So after we tried to use this combination for testing of aquacrop model to estimate growth water, to estimate water use, growth parameters, and yield of deficit irrigated cotton, and then we can see that the overestimation at the beginning, it is until it's about 3 months after planting, and then underestimation of ET at the end of season, it's starting from first open ball and later in the season. So our findings, so we're working still on it because I presented here two years results of out of three, and then so far our findings is the next aquacrop our estimated soil evaporation during early growth stage for both irrigation regimes and fall in or deficit. Modeled evaporation was insensitive to layer thickness set by users. The best results for fully irrigated cotton were obtained with readily evaporable water 3 millimeters, coefficient of evaporation 1, and decline factor 4. Although the model was still greatly overestimating evaporative loss in the first 25 days after planting and underestimating ET around peak flower to first open bowl. Getting simulated water use right early in the growing season is important toward estimating cumulative biomass of cotton during the growing season and consequently cotton seed yield. Changes, we think the changes in the model are needed. The parameterized crop model, our estimated cumulative ET of deficit irrigated cotton in 2000 for about 90 days after planting and greatly underestimated water use around first open bowl and later in the growing season. Simulated cotton yield was about 20% less than measured one. Thank you for your attention. If any questions.
We've probably got time for one quick question if there is one.
Yeah, thank you. Very good question. In the moment, the combination, what we, I said, the reduced readily evaporable water for fully irrigated, it could be used for fully irrigated cotton. For deficit irrigated cotton, no, because it's underestimating and overestimating sometimes. For this reason, we applied to model developers, and then we showed the results. So they should work on that. Maybe we'll work together and then we will, it should be developed further to overcome this this problem. Otherwise, it is normally this model is oriented to practitioners who has a limited data set. But we try to check the model using the weighing latimeters to precisely measure ET. Otherwise, most people don't have this data. And then the second part for gross parameters could be easily estimated. It's easy. But the first part, what soil hydrology, is more or less difficult. If it is correct, so in this case, model should work correctly. This is our opinion.
Thank you.
Thank you.